Over the coming months, as we discuss Inclusive Wash, it's essential that we remember how diverse our communities are that we work in. Indeed, any individual may face multiple layers of discrimination. For example, it might be a woman with an impairment from a low caste. So we need to think about people and the different barriers that they may face. To help us do that, I want you to think about a person in a community that you work with. Who is that person? Is it a man or a woman? Is it a girl or a boy? Are they old or are they younger? What do they look like and how do they get around their community or their city? Do they have an impairment or perhaps a chronic illness? What faith do they follow? What caste are they from? Where do they live? Do they live in a city, a village, in a remote location, perhaps high up on a mountain, in an isolated area? Or indeed, are they nomadic? Where do they work? Is it a respected profession or is it manual labour? Is their work valued in their community? Are they married? Are they gay? Are they transgender? Now that you've thought about this person and all of the layers of them, give your person a name. Over the coming months, keep coming back to your person and asking yourself, what are the barriers that your person faces and how can we address those barriers in our programs and in our work? And that way, we can work to ensure that everyone has equitable access to WASH, these essential services that underpin human development and enable people to come out of poverty.